Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Folks, we really missed you last Saturday. It's live and local. I'm John Potter.
Hello, it is Jay Biggs here, live and local with John and Jay. We are back in the saddles this morning, and I got to tell you, John, after taking a week off, I feel rustier than a ghost town nail.
Is it just me, or is the last week of the year the, I'm not sure what day it is week?
Yeah, right. Well, it should be like some sort of extended bender or something so we can just forget about 2022, right?
Well, I first got to ask, what'd you see on the way over here? Any flooding at all? I was gonna take a little detour to look at the river downtown.
So you just drove down Plum?
No, I just...
That's a river?
Yeah, I saw rivers along the street
you did drive,
as I was coming
right?
down here.
You didn't ride your bike.
For once, I drove.
Thank you.
It's an interesting experience. You put this wheel, it controls the direction. It's something else.
Gotta be odd. Four-way traction. Anyways, as far as my drive-in, I talked earlier to producer Craig down there in Carson City. He said the drive between Damani and Carson was all right. Whereas I experienced, if I did not white-knuckle my steering wheel at 10 and 2 the whole entire way here from around the Summit Mall to Plum Lane on 395 North, I probably was going to wreck about 8 times. It's bad.
Folks,
and there's other spin-outs, too. There's other spin-outs.
You're listening to a local Uber driver, by the way. But anyway.
Well, I can tell you, if I was driving Uber in this weather, I wouldn't do it. I would say, okay, I'm going home. Because it's just, well, number one, I'd have to slow down because that's what you're supposed to do in the weather.
I think you'd have a lot of business.
Well, no,
I mean,
it's
New Year's Eve. People can't walk. They can't bike.
Again, John, I'm an odd cat. I have rules about Uber.
You are an odd cat.
Yes, I admit this. I'm totally fine with it. People here in my world know me. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, I have certain rules, such as with Uber, I don't drive at night.
Yeah.
If the weather's bad, I don't drive. I mean, I just, listen, I do love my car. My car is my dream car.
Pride and
so
joy.
So I don't really want people getting in there that are going to get it dirty or wet or, you know what I mean? So if I pull up, you look intoxicated.
He's a very particular Uber driver, folks.
I am, but I stay at 5 stars.
See, y'all do what I do. Like, when I was in Rochester, New York, wintertime, people would get a winter car. It was the car that they didn't care what happens to.
It was like the beater car?
Yeah. So get a beater car for the Uber.
Well, in Kansas City, we had those, but it was really, we just take our, like, 20-inch rims off and put the normal rims on for the winter, and then...
So, John, one problem with that thought...
Oh.
One problem with getting a beater car, your vehicle has to be inspected by Uber and Lyft, and it has to be presentable. It can't just be a throwaway car with dings and dents.
What a bunch of snobs.
Well, now you can do Uber Eats and whatever you want.
Correct.
And my buddy Nico's car is proof of this. but yeah, you can do whatever you want if you're just delivering the food. Mm. But again, I maintain there's so many more opportunities for an Uber driver to have a bad experience on the Uber Eats than there is the Uber drive, in just my opinion. But that's me.
Well, good to know. And the rain is the top story in the news.
It is, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Local news. All right. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs. Chance of rain 100% all day today. Tahoe and the Western Nevada area, including Reno and Carson City, are all under a flood advisory from now until tonight into morning. Road closures may be possible, and the heavy rainfall may bring flooding. The Carson River is expected to reach its flood stage and crest by tomorrow morning. Mm. Yeah, it's like 10 feet is the level for floods, and they expect it to hit 10.5 feet.
I think it's
by
Story
tomorrow
County
morning.
Is where they were worried about some flooding on East Fork River.
All over Western Nevada. What's next? Snow levels will drop tonight down to the valleys as early as 8 p.m. tonight. More snow for Tahoe in the mountains. There's now a winter storm warning in effect for the Tahoe area till 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
That makes me wonder if people are actually going to brave going out in the cold, the rain, snow possibly.
I think they will. You know what you're talking about, New Year's
Eve?
Yeah,
okay. Tonight.
Yes, because they're starved for New Year's Eve fun because there was no fun allowed during COVID. Right. What were the last couple of New Year's Eve celebrations like?
2019 into 2020. That was the biggest one, the last one we had, and then the last two.
Oh, I think downtown, despite what they say, it's going to be, I think, a good crowd. for tonight.
Okay. Well, I'll like that. Well, no, I don't. I guess it doesn't matter to me. I live on the south end of town. I can just watch from afar. But I'll Uber people there, but I won't be actually picking them up. So I guess I don't have to worry about that.
Or
so,
folks, you can take the free bus.
Yeah, RTC. You don't have to worry about paying me.
The free bus is tonight,
6 p.m. to
2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You know, the bus drivers, boy, they really look forward to the clientele
right
after midnight.
I'm sure it's like a Denny's restaurant on any given Saturday at 2 a.m.
All right, second story. Hey, lottery players, there's an even bigger jackpot now in Mega Millions. There was no grand prize winner last night, so now the pot is up to 700. I said pot, and Jay's eyes just opened up.
I don't even know that word.
No. The pot now is up to $785 million. It's getting closer to that $1.34 billion that was won in July. Powerball's top win was last month, over $2 billion. This coming Tuesday's jackpot is now the fourth largest in Mega Million history. Again, it's now $785 million. Downtown Reno, police blotter. Arrests have been made in a violent robbery at First and West Streets. The Monday before last, police found a man who had been brutally beaten with severe injuries. He's still in intensive care. After a secret witness tip, officers now have two young men in custody, 18-year-old Tyler Stokes and 21-year-old Cal Kringbaum. Both are charged with attempted murder, robbery, mayhem, and conspiracy to commit robbery. 18 years old.
Jeez, can you believe that? Hey, John?
Yes?
Even though we're right here in the middle of news, you're not going to believe this. We've got a call.
About?
I don't know. Producer Craig said he said
I'm always worried about these calls.
Yeah, it's Reno Phil. Okay, there we go. Okay, I was trying. It's our Phil of Reno.
No X is calling in, I hope.
Boy, it probably wouldn't be her. It'd probably be Jesse Coulter. Anyways, all right.
Probably a flood update, I hope. Hey, Phil.
Hello, it's Filter.
Don't have a flood update, but I have a weather update for you. It is snowing like the Dickens in the North Valleys. I'm up here on the...
That early?
I'm up here on the west side of Lemon Valley, and it is snowing like a son of a gun.
Well, John said 8 p.m.
Well, yeah, the snow level was supposed to drop down.
Well, maybe
the
that's
valley.
The valley floor at 8 p.m. Yeah, well, I get that.
Yeah. Yeah, but
oh, no,
now?
It'll be there sooner than
now.
Yeah.
Well, this is why... Yeah,
better than the rain.
This is why Phil's rent's about $100 cheaper than down on the valley floor is because he has to deal with the rain and snow up there.
Smart, Phil.
But people are going to need to slow down. These roads are very slick right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to
it's really bad. That drive I had, too.
And I will be in there a little bit
later. You know, we off the air, Jay and I, Phil, we were just talking about your Facebook post where you got this app on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
And it serves as the most awesome dash cam. You just prop it up
wonderful.
On your dashboard. It even tells you what intersections you're crossing. It watches the traffic and
all
this.
We're going to have to talk about that when you come in. That's cool.
Yeah, we'll talk geek talk when you're
in. We'll do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, stop by
at
11.
I will
see
you soon. Okay.
All right.
All right, guys. That was like a genuine phone call. I love that. Just real quick, I do got to tell everybody, I think this is important. Chain and snow tire requirements are pretty much anywhere other than the valley floor right now, unless you're headed east.
Oh, you're looking at the map there.
Yeah. Everything's blue as you head west or mostly, somewhat south, and then 341 going up to Virginia City. So just please, again, slow down. That's really the major thing.
What's weird is that a good friend of mine, Stuart, has been holed up in Los Angeles because of this whole airline issue. And finally he gets back in the worst of all weather, fighting the flights.
Mm-hmm.
We have more weather cancellations now.
Oh, the Southwest thing. This is...
Well, yeah, that's going to be a whole segment coming up anyway.
Absolutely.
All right, other news. Our new governor's about to be sworn in by law. It has to be on Monday, but it will not be at the Capitol building because of the expected weather. Joe Lombardo will take his oath inside with only his family and some staffers attending.
That makes sense for him to do things on the inside. He's always been kind of a closet Democrat.
Here we go.
Saying.
More public ceremony with invited guests going to be held Tuesday at Carson City's Community Center on East William. Boy, you can't even get into that one. its invited guests. Lombardo's inaugural ball is at the GSR on the 13th. Hey, yeah, it's New Year's Eve. Where are the fireworks? Well, here's hoping, but expected wind and rain could cancel them. But as of now, the Row casinos plan fireworks at midnight from atop the Silver Legacy. The Reno Fire Marshal is going to make the decision on if they go off 15 minutes before showtime. And there are parties tonight at the Depot downtown, at Lex Nightclub inside the GSR. And once again, RTC bus is free starting at 6 o'clock tonight. Yes, Jay?
No, there's nothing. Okay. I think we do need to take a quick break.
Oh.
And then, yeah, we got more news.
I was just getting wound up.
Well, okay. Hold on. Just we'll get you some more coffee. In fact, you're making coffee nervous this morning.
Oh, I got to say, thank you for saving a Keurig pod for me. There's been a shocking shortage of these.
Of coffee? Yeah,
pods,
I know. I'm not sure what's going on.
Has anybody seen Phil's coffee mug? It's a 44-ounce mug.
Yes.
Is that where all the Keurigs went?
To fill it?
I don't know. Anyway, I know. I think he actually stops at 7-Eleven and does it for like 70 cents or something like that. Anyway.
How can you do a show without coffee? Yeah. I'm so addicted.
Great question. I'm bringing it
from home.
I
am so addicted. You know how addicted I am? I once paid like $600 to my dentist to bleach my teeth. I said, oh, I'm never going to drink coffee again. Oh, I'm going to have those pearly whites. That lasted 6 days.
Really?
Back.
You sound like Bob Saget on Half Baked. Are you addicted?
Yes,
you think
I
that's
am.
Addiction?
That's my addiction, my friend.
Anyway.
All right, when we come back, I got to bring up these power bills.
Let's bring up
the
everything,
power bills
John.
Are insane, and nobody, I don't think, has gotten down to the root cause of this.
Well,
maybe somebody out there knows. Anyway, this is all local, folks.
It is. It's live and local. 775-884-9910. You can call in just like Phil did earlier. So go ahead and give us a call if there's something you want to talk about. Otherwise, we're going to be right back here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Good morning. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs. We're live in local Nevada every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. We're getting calls and texts. We just got a call from, Minden?
Yeah, Minden, Gardnerville area. They're saying that we're seeing some silver dollar size snowfall down there. So the North Valleys, and it's everywhere. My gosh, the sky is racist, according to Al Sharpton.
And I just got a text from Spectrum. That says we're preparing for potential service outages during this storm. Oh, so how's it going to be any different?
I don't know. I mean, I live down by Steamboat Creek, so every time, you know, we get some sort of significant flooding worries, you know, I get a little text or something, but that's
so Spectrum is saying expect your normal service.
Oh, okay. Hey. Yeah, like, guess what? We're keeping the service on for you, buddy. like they were just reminding you that everybody else.
All right, so I gotta ask: has anybody else's NV energy bill gone up way higher than the rate increase that took effect in October?
7 or 8%.
Well, you're a renter; you don't really see this.
What do you mean? I have to pay rent, or I have to pay for power.
Well, okay, yeah, but I hate to put down apartments, but they're
well, they're
boxes.
Smaller. I understand. I do understand. But believe me, I will say that I see an influx in power like in the summer. Yeah. Like I'd say during August, September, when it was really hot, my power bill was like $120.
Well, see now
it's like 80 normally.
The natural gas hike was 8%. The electricity hike 6%. Okay. But I've had people tell me their bills went up 60, 70, 80%.
Yikes.
How can this be? Yeah, we had a cold start to winter, but we're going from $150 bills to $280 bills out there. Folks, is yours up that much? Give us a call. I know natural gas prices have gone up, but not that much. No,
775-884-9910 is our phone number. If you have something, some sort of input you want to put on that, because, I mean, yeah, it's
And there's another price hike coming. NV Energy requested an 8.1% increase in June. That was approved by the Public Utilities Commission. That becomes effective tomorrow, January 1st. And they said the average bill will go up another $8.71. They also say they're investing $720 million for upgrades and new equipment to handle higher power demands. Now, I got to ask, somebody in the hotel, are they building up that much infrastructure and capacity because of electric cars? Because that's an issue. If so, you know, that's imposing an unfair cost on people who don't have them and don't plan on having an electric car. So hot topic.
Yeah, actually, that is a good
775-884-9910. And better yet, what do you do to lower your power bill?
Well, and
it's sad not to use the gas fireplace on a winter night, but the prices. And what's your take on solar?
It's interesting.
Should we hang clothes to dry and become fully a third world country?
Well, good luck doing it in this weather.
Well, not. You see what I'm saying?
Dry. No, I get it. Well, you know,
now,
I don't know.
At Channel 4, you know, asked Joe. He went to the NV Energy and the PUC and got details, and NV Energy said, well, it's because, well, one reason is because it got colder a lot sooner, very cold at the end of fall, and more people were turning on their heaters. Yeah, but honestly, 60, 70, 80% jumps.
I know we're on different power
grids. Never in history before.
But I'm trying to figure this out because I thought that they were telling people to conserve power and not use power during certain hours and do all this kind of stuff, you know, so it's almost like with these heating bills going up, people are using more or, you know, I mean, I know they're going up by small percentages, but not that much.
There are more people still moving to town. And this is another example of we are paying for that.
Well, we got 9,000
growth, folks. Growth does not pay for itself.
We got over 9,000 new.
No offense
voters.
To the realtor who just walked in. But I hate to be one of those anti-growth screeds, but it's a fact. Our costs for people who have lived here most of their lives, like myself, have gone up because of this.
Well, it's possible. Yeah, it is. It's true. We really can't escape it. But you know what, John?
But definitely
everything changes.
Move here and buy a house, right, Rick?
Yes. No, I think. Well, hey, listen. There's all sorts of, you know, reasons that people would want to move here. Power, I don't know if that's going to be one or not, because think about it. If you live in California and you are all into this electric car stuff and they start telling you, hey, you can't charge your car, but like for these hours and this and that. And you start thinking to yourself, well, boy, now I'm kind of limited to what I can do. I started thinking about like if I was an Uber driver in California and I could only I had a Tesla and I could only charge up my car, you know, for certain hours of the day, that would pretty much put a time lock on when I could actually.
Does it really help and pay off?
I don't know.
I mean, you look at the initial numbers and it really shocks you. I'm sorry.
Well, it is.
It chokes
me Nevada.
Up.
It is the top states, one of the top states. Rick was just showing me a little graph. So there's like.
Yeah, that's true. We get more sunshine than any other state.
Well, no,
is
no, no.
Right?
He's saying the top states that people are moving to right now.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. Well, listen, how much land do we have open in this state versus other states?
I want to know why my power bill went up 65%.
Stop hitting the table.
Yeah, I was just going to say. There's
well,
producer
give me
Craig.
More coffee and I'll behave.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, man, this could get...
All right,
bully.
We're going to break for Fox
yeah,
News.
Yeah, we probably should.
what do you mean?
Well, hold on.
Might be my last show.
No, it's not. No, it's
well,
not.
We're going to talk real estate, and I'd like to ask Rick, our real estate expert, if solar does improve the value of your house, and will it be worthwhile to get the system? But I'm still wondering why the power bills went up so high.
All right, he didn't hit the table. We're good. You know, we do got about 120 seconds before we can go to Fox break. So let me touch on this. Did anybody else, because I want to end this on a lighter note, did anybody else out there see all those rainbows yesterday?
No.
What? No.
Well, you should have called me.
Dude, there was like 7 or 8 rainbows in Reno yesterday. It was insane.
You know what
all
you're
the
supposed to
I
do
got?
When you see a rainbow posted on Facebook like the 400 other people do.
Like the 400 other people do.
Who've never seen one.
I'm telling you, I've never seen some of them like I saw yesterday. This is insane. It's just all the way across and beautiful. Show that to John.
Did you see the red sun? That's very nice, Rick. The red sunrise that we had like 5 days ago. That blew my mind.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Because it made the clouds all on the mountains red.
Anyway, folks, you missed it.
Well, when I went, hold on, just real quick, because I remember seeing that sky. And exactly, do you know what I said to myself when I saw that?
What?
Red skies at night, sailor's delight. Red skies at morning, sailors take warning. So I didn't drive.
I remember that. So why is my power bill so much higher?
Okay, we need to get off this. Let's go ahead and try our best to get to Fox News right now. It's 99.1 FM Talk and Smith to Mason Valley's 92.3.
Is FM Talk. There
is. It is snowing in Carson City. Also coming up, we're going to get into this Southwest Airlines issue. Were you affected? And also, Jay and I are going to look back at 2022 in Nevada. This is Live and Local. I'm John Potter.
And I'm Jay Biggs. John, turn around and look on outside. We got snow in Reno now, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I was way off. I said tonight.
Well, you know what? I've always told people, as a traffic reporter, you know, because I'm not in a live, like, you know, helicopter, I'm the most full of crap reporter next to the weather guy in Reno. So, you know, if you can't trust the weather, what can you trust, right?
There you go.
Wait an hour. Somebody you can trust, no questions about it, no ifs, ands, or buts. Our local real estate expert, it's Rick Canale in here in the studio with us right this morning. Good morning, Rick. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. It's good to be here this morning, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes.
Out there. It's just one of those type of times of year where you get excited about what's coming up ahead of time, and in spite of the snow and the rain that we're having out there.
Well, I think most people are happy that 2022 is ending.
It is ending, and yeah. We are happy about that, absolutely. In fact, when you look at the real estate aspect of it, we are hoping that it's going to change from what we have seen. But,
right.
You know, one of the things that, one of the reasons I like doing real estate is because in spite of what John feels about growth, we're going to see it here in Nevada. In fact, Nevada is one of the top states that people are moving to.
Oh, it's been that way for decades, Rick, it seems.
And it's going to keep coming. And this is just a beautiful state. We all see the beauty. You're talking about the rainbows. I have got some great pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
Double
yes.
rainbows from Carson City yesterday.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
I saw at least seven or eight, and a beautiful one in Northtown right above my good friend Christy's house, too.
So it's just one of those type of places that people love to live and love to enjoy a lifestyle here in Northern Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Rick Canale, and I enjoy doing real estate. I want to be your real estate person, and I do guarantee to sell your home at your asking price, or I'll pay the difference. And there are conditions with that, but that's one of the guarantees I provide among many others.
And you never actually had to do that, have you?
Once, right? Or
never had to do it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Never had
well,
to
we know. Love your take on local real estate. What are we talking about today?
And that's what I love about real estate here in Northern Nevada. You know, and when we're looking at what happened in the past year, we see that we had the peak season where home prices were really at their peak, April, May, and then June of 2022, we saw the great change, all because of the Fed's raising the rates, trying to get inflation from then at the 8-9% down to 2%, which they're still trying to do. So we're seeing a continual dropping of prices and changing in the market, which, by the way, some people are still having a hard time adjusting to. And because of that, we are seeing fewer buyers out there looking for homes. They're waiting to see what's happening with the interest rates.
Yeah.
But we're going to see some change. In fact, that's what I'm going to talk about today, is what's ahead for 2023 in real estate.
And you know, I got to tell you, Rick, just yesterday I was doing Uber, and I had a guy in my car, and he was talking about buying a new home. And he was so upset that interest rates were at like 6.5%, you know, because he bought his house at 2.5 or something like that. You know, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, well, you know, you remember interest rates used to be like up at 12%. And he's like, well, houses used to also be $50,000. And I'm like, it's not necessarily how it works.
Well, it's true. And there's been a change. And of course, the last couple of years, and when we're talking about people who are buying homes these days, they have not experienced those double-digit interest rates.
Right.
And they've seen the 3-4% interest rates, and prices were relatively good for homes at the time. And then all of a sudden, we had that change in the market. And so prices shot up. Everybody moved from California and bought homes with cash, over asking price the whole bit. But here's what's going on in our market. The millennial buyers, and I talk about millennials as the younger millennials and the older millennials. The younger millennials being 23 to 31, the older millennials being ages of 32 to 41. Okay. The older millennials continue to make up the largest and growing segment of home buyers at 43%, where the older millennials account for 25%. The older millennials account for 25%, while the younger millennials account for 18%. But the millennials are all together 43%. So that's a large segment of the buyers out there. And so what's happening is that they're looking at the market and they're saying, gosh, we know that it's going to stabilize here. And here's what the experts are saying. Although that they believe that the market will shift to being more favorable for buyers, mortgage rates and inflation are impacting many people's decisions to buy or sell a home.
Right, yeah.
But there's good news. For those who want to buy, there is less competition, and because inventory is still tight, in other words, low, sellers still are able to sell their home at a price that's right. And so here's some information I think that's kind of interesting to know about when it comes to the market. And so when we talk about the real estate market, we look at what's happening out there. And mm-hmm. So when we talk about what's going on with the prices, homeowners should brace for more property price drops.
Right.
Real estate prices have declined over the past several months, but there still could be much more to come, according to what the experts are saying. The median home price has dropped by about 7% since its peak that I talked about, April, right. May, and still up about 6% since October 2021, and more than 35% up since early 2020, according to statistics from Zillow. The interesting thing is that the housing market has been plummeting by the Federal Reserve's lifting the interest rates, raising them, which has boosted mortgage rates from less than 3% in September 2021 to more than 7% in early November of this year. But they've eased a little bit to roughly about 6.5%, which, like you were talking about earlier, Jay, mm-hmm. it's not your 12%. You're still good.
Right, yeah.
And as we see the prices continue to adjust downward, we're going to see more people have the opportunity to purchase a home. And with the new loans that we've been talking about, the Nevada Rural Housing loans, the 2-in-1 where you can get into at a lower interest rates, and then a couple years later, refinance,
yeah.
Then you've got a great deal. You can get into a home. And home ownership is still a desirable thing for people.
True.
And because everybody needs a place to live.
But
we still expect to see a drop of 15 to 20% over the next year in order to restore that pre-COVID price to income ratio. And so as people are getting prepared to purchase a price, there are steps that they have to take. And the first thing is contact a realtor that's good. I've been doing the business for 22 years and I've helped a lot of people, and I just get excited when a person comes to me and says, Rick, can I buy a home? And I talk to them and find out what their goals are, and I send them to a mortgage professional, a lender,
right.
And they find out, wow, the news is not correct. I can qualify for a loan and I can afford to purchase a home. It still is affordable. But I have certain things that I have to do in order to get into that home.
Right.
And so they learn the steps, what they have to do. And
which I'm slowly learning actually right now from you guys in a way too, just on a personal note.
Right. And yeah. So you're preparing yourself
yeah.
for that inevitability of you owning a home, which is what your goal is eventually.
Yeah.
And so one story that I like to share. I had a couple that came to me as a result of a website search. And they said, we want to buy a home, but we had problems here recently where we lost $5,000 in a deal with another realtor, and we didn't get our home. And, of course, they didn't have a lot of trust. Well, as we talked about it, as we got them understanding the process, in about 6 months, we got them into a home, and they got their family there, and they were thrilled, when in actuality, they thought that they would never be able to get into a home.
Oh, wow.
So there are solutions for people out there when you're able to talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about, somebody who has experience in working with the different conditions in the real estate market. And that's what I like to do with people, is help them understand.
Right.
And on the other side, sellers. And it's really tough now, and not just for me, but for other agents out there, when they want to talk to somebody, when they're talking to somebody who wants to list and sell their home, get them to understand what the market's really doing.
Right, right. Not just, it's a, not just a cut and paste sell. There's a lot going on.
Right. Educate them, help them understand what the market's doing, and help them get top dollar for that home. And if they listen to a realtor who understands the market, knows how to get that top dollar through preparation of your home, proper pricing, and promotion, then everything will go to the best that it can go for the market conditions.
Absolutely, it will.
And so that's why I like real estate, because I don't want to see people pay rent. In real estate, people still ask the question, is it still a good way to build wealth?
Right.
And it always has been, over time. Doesn't happen overnight, but over time. And the four ways that you build wealth in real estate is through debt reduction, tax savings, and through appreciation. And then it also provides you that security. So you're not subjected to the rent increases that come that you have no control over.
Right.
And so over time, we have seen that real estate has been one of the great wealth builders in America.
That's true.
And that's what I like about America. It has that opportunity for people to grow and to build wealth as they see fit.
Now, let me ask you a question. Going into this year, because there it seems like there's a lot of years that it kind of flips around, and maybe I'm wrong just because I'm not an owner, but do you suspect this is going to be a good year for people to swoop up properties to rent out? Or do you think that that's going to be something that's going to be kind of a thing of the past? And the reason I ask this, Rick, honestly, is because, for instance, I know somebody who's selling a condo in South Reno in Esplanade, and trying to rent it. And there's so many brand new apartments going on up around it that it's almost impossible to rent the place. You know what I mean? So, like, do you think it's smart for folks to go out there and buy homes just to maybe, like, flip around to rent right now? Do you think it's that kind of market?
Well, investors have pulled back a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're still looking.
Okay.
And as the prices come down on these properties, and they're able to justify that rent, because when you purchase a home, you've got a mortgage. And if you purchase it at a certain percent at a certain price, and it's a higher price point that you're paying for your mortgage, it might not pan out. It might not figure out to where you can get the rent for it, that home, in order to be in the black or the positive cash flow on your mortgage.
Right.
And so those are the things that we look at. So when people come to me and said, hey, Rick, I want to buy an investment property. I want to buy a single family home, or I want to buy a duplex or a triplex commercial property, fourplex or higher, right? Mm-hmm. We look at those numbers and we say, does it pencil out? And so that's what we do. And if we can get them at the right price point, yes, over time, it can be a benefit. But right now, people are still kind of looking at it and saying, what are the Feds going to continue to do? They're going to continue to raise the interest rates, which they probably will for a short time. But next year, again, it's projected to where it's going to be. Probably the second quarter of the year, we're going to see the prices stop dropping. And we're going to see things start to stabilize.
That'll be nice.
And then the following year, 2024, is when we're going to see things continue to improve in the real estate market. Of course, there's a lot of variables
Yeah, there is.
And nobody can say what's really going to happen because these variables continue to change. So take the guesswork out of it and talk to your local realtor. Educate yourself on what's going on in the market and make an informed decision.
And probably the best way to do that is rickhasbuyers.com or rickhassellers.com. Am I right?
There's some great reports there. And I like to offer that information for people because it does help them educate. I mean, like I said, this younger couple said, I didn't know I could buy a home.
Right.
And when they started to get some of this information, they said, wow, I didn't know it was going to be that simple or,
exactly.
or not as complex
yeah.
after I became educated in the process. So, yes, go to Rick Has Buyers, go to Rick Has Sellers, call me, Rick Canale, at 775-790-0574. Text me or come visit me. I'm with RE/MAX Gold, and I do guarantee as a seller that you'll get your listing price after we talk about it, or I'll pay the difference.
I love that.
Happy New Year, Rick.
Yeah, that's confidence right there.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. And drive carefully. Drive carefully out there,
yes.
please, everybody.
Hey, we got some applause even in the back. That's nice. All right, so that's good deals. All right. Rick Canale, rickhasbuyers.com, rickhassellers.com. Go and check it out. It's 2023 almost, so why not kick off the new year with a new home? I know some people have done it themselves. I might even try it. So hopefully, and it's funny because I was telling Rick that come next year, on this show of next year, the end of 2023, I would love to be telling my story with you and RE/MAX Gold and how I actually got into a home.
Jay, you stay with me. You follow the process. You become educated. And you'll do great. You'll have your goal accomplished.
I love that. All right, sir, we're going to do it in 2023. We're going to be right back here. It's live and local as the snow comes down. Oh, my gosh, outside it's winter wonderland. It's 92.3 in the Smith & Mason Valley.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter with Jay Biggs, live and local, all Nevada talk. Every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, the snow made an early appearance. We were talking about the snow level getting down at about 8 o'clock for the valleys, but it's already here.
It's getting down, down, down. And it feels so weird when you say, hey, I'll talk to you next year. I was just saying goodbye to Rick Canale. I said, I'll talk to you next year. Sounds like such a long time, but it's really not. It's less than 24 hours. So, Reno, oh my gosh, even though we don't necessarily have a traffic report that is scheduled for this time, I think it's appropriate to at least tell you where you can maybe try to avoid and let you know before you go. 580 South at Neal Road, we have an accident there. Mile marker 10 in the Washoe Valley on the southbound 580. 80 westbound at Keystone Avenue downtown. 580 heading northbound also at mile marker 10 in the Washoe Valley. We're seeing one. 80 eastbound Lockwood, a little bit west of there. Gardnerville, 395 south at State Route 208. That is an injury crash. 431 Mount Rose Highway at mile marker 8 Washoe. And an injury accident at 80 eastbound and Keystone as well, not just westbound. So, my gosh, it's just a plethora of things going on. And then when we take a look at chain and snow tire requirements, John.
Yeah, how's that looking?
80 from Emigrant Gap all the way to Truckee, or Verdi, I'm sorry. Mount Rose Highway, the 50 between Carson and South Lake, 28 around Tahoe, 89, 267.
These are where you need what?
341 chain and snow. So basically, if sometimes they have chain or snow tires required.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's chains mandatory. So it's just chain or snow tires required right now. The only area that's completely blocked off is going to be around Tahoe in the Emerald Bay area on on the 28. So, or the 89. I'm sorry. So that's completely closed.
I believe the city should hire the guy who salts the fries at McDonald's to do our roads.
He has
a heavy hand.
You want there's a secret. Did you know I used to work at McDonald's? That's how I got into radio.
Too much salt.
Be
the guy salting the roads.
No, that's how I got into doing talk radio. I got so salty. But no, honestly, it's a seven. What is it? I need to remember this. It's 27% salt. And 70.
Oh, yeah, it's that brine solution.
Yeah, that's 73 or 77%.
The city says they're on 24-hour duty. The maintenance crews are on 24-hour duty. And they swear this will not be a repeat of 1997 with the New Year's flood. that we had back then, and the cause of one of the major causes.
Well, we got a new Virginia Street Bridge.
Of that, well, that, but in 97, we had a lot of obstructions with the where water goes. Underneath a bridge, tunnels, things like that. There were branches and all these things obstructing. And the city of Reno says that is not going to happen from here on out. They learned the lesson back then that you really need the maintenance of all the brush and everything that blocks.
Well, there is all that too.
Water escape routes.
My head also went to thinking about maybe some of the homeless people down there at the rivers and whatnot, you know, that are living in the brush down there by the creeks. And, you know, this could be hairy.
Well, it you're right. The way it was coming down last night was heavy, heavy.
Oh, it was. Yeah, no, I left the studio last night about 6, 7 o'clock, started going home, and literally almost hydroplaned then, too. So it's like
when they start talking about sandbag locations, and they were doing that like a week ago.
Yeah. So, you know something's coming.
You know something's coming, and here it is. But it's mainly snow right now, pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty much the pot of snow at the end of the rainbow we had yesterday.
Such a positive outlook. I appreciate that.
Hey, yeah.
We're going to get into the Southwest Airlines thing after the news, top of the hour. Live and local with John Potter and Jay Biggs every Saturday morning.
775-884-9910. Please give us a call if there's something you want to talk about or you got something you want to put some input in on. Either way, you can find us on Facebook as well. It's 99.1 FM Talk. And, of course, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.